Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous.
They put me in the mama Alex. She had to talk all night. The rest of them ain't sitting there. Alex.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Good
evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we have Mom, Loretta, Auntie Henry, Mariah, Janet, Auntie Betty, and Auntie Carrie.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
You said Auntie Carrie, Angela?
Yes.
Okay, I'll pick up reading in Numbers 19, and this is God's laws regarding defilement. Numbers 19. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, here's another of my law. Tell the people of Israel to bring you a red heifer without defect, one that has never been yoked. Give her to Eleazar, the priest, and he shall take her outside the camp, and someone shall kill her as he watches. Eleazar shall take some of the blood upon his finger and sprinkle it seven times towards the front of the tabernacle. Then someone shall burn the heifer as he watches. Eleazar shall take cedar wood and hyssop branches and scarlet thread and throw them onto the burning pile. Then he must wash his clothes and bathe and afterwards return to the camp to be ceremonial defiled until the evening. And the one who burns the animal must wash his clothes and bathe, and he too shall be defiled until evening. Then someone who is not ceremonial defiled shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and place them in some purified place outside the camp, where they shall be kept for the people of Israel as a source of water for the purification ceremony, for removal of sin. And the one who gathers up the ashes of the heifer must wash his clothes and be defiled until evening. This is a permanent law for the benefit of the people of Israel and for foreigners living among them. That was the reading out of Numbers 19, 1 through 10. Amen.
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 We have a couple more callers to join, Loretta.
Angela, we can barely hear you.
Okay, we had a couple more callers that joined. Daniel, Hubert, and Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Angela.
As we gather here in the harbor of your safety, Lord, we thank you for fellowship and family. We ask that you will strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Lord, would you fill us with your peace so that as we journey onwards, we will pour out your love and grace to others. We ask that our souls would catch the wind of your spirit so that we would take your promises to all the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Go ahead and start our program. Let's start out with Auntie Janet.
Okay. I would like to share from an invitation to prayer for mothers. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Lord, you are the great and mighty healer, Jehovah Rapha, and heal the wounds and burdens that our and the burdens of our heart. Sometimes the responsibilities we have been given are so difficult. Heal us, O Lord, and lift us up that we may find joy in you. We need your strength and the comfort of your Holy Spirit. Help us, O Lord, to glorify your name and bring praises and honor to you in all situations, for you are more wonderful than words can ever express. Oh, Lord God, you are our healer. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Next up, Auntie Betty.
What did you say?
Auntie Betty.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm coming on. The book of John, chapter 5, starting at verse 19. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and show him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that he may marvel. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son quickened whom. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto his Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors the Son honors not the Father which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believe on him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come in condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is come, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear it shall live. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Ben. Okay, next we have Loretta.
Okay, I'm coming out of the red prayer book, and the title is Asking for Wisdom. And the Word of God is very clear on asking for wisdom. Wisdom, true wisdom, come from God. Jesus is as wisdom as declared in his word. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. God's word to us says to ask for his wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it freely, without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. So go boldly to the throne of grace through the precious blood of Jesus Christ and ask for wisdom. Call for wisdom and cry out for wisdom. And his promise to us is that our Heavenly Father will give it to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Next we'll have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm coming out of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 20, the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler, against the authority, against power of this dark world, and again the spirit force on evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm, then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, with each you can extend all the helmet of salvation and the swole of the spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, word may be given me so that I will fearless make known the mystery of the gospel, of which I am ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearless as I should. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next we have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Proverbs 19, chapter 4, 6 through 7. The serpent is the measure of a friend. Abraham Lincoln once said, "Die when I may." I would like it to be said to me that I always pull up a weed and plant a flower where I thought a flower would grow. A popular song once proclaimed that what the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that they're just too little of. These two quotes remind us that our attitude gloss it affect our aptitude. How we reach to what honorable height we excel will be determined by the spirit of our heart. Although no one ever rises above the level of his or her thinking, a person can rise much higher when the level of loyalty instead of lower. If we really want to see positive change in our family, church, and community, then our thinking and our attitudes must begin to reflect and resemble that of Christ. We must learn to think of others before we seek to satisfy self. We must learn to be the type of friend who stick closer than a brother. We doesn't need a friend, though it seems that starving friendship is relatively easy. The art of cultivating them is often more difficult. But as disciples of Christ, we must seek to establish and develop meaningful friendship with others. For by doing so, we perform the work of Christ. Thus, we must be like Christ and be the kind of friend who is always interested in partaking new friendship as well as rebuilding broken ones. Vance Harper said, "Work of an unseen foe. We are also befriended by the work of an unseen friend. Great is our adversary, but greater is our ally, our friend, and Lord Jesus Christ." Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Mm. Nice.
Thank you for that reading, Mother. Next, we have Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming from Malachi 4:1-6. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and evil and every evildoer will be stubble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. And you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. Then you will trample down the wicked. They will be ashes under the sole of your feet on the day when I do these things, says the Lord Almighty. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse. Amen?
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next we'll have Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. I'm in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next we have Daniel.
I just want to say I'm a listener tonight. I want to say it's so good to hear everybody's voice.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Daniel. Next we'll have Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Wallene, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, the Allen family, the Leitner family, the Williams family, Charlie and family, McClure family, Moore family, Moody family, the Cody family, the Franklin family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Ross family, Desert Kendrick and family, the Johnson family, Lenny and family, the Verna family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Simmons family, the Peters family, Drell and family, Essie May and family, Doretha and family, Ruth Edwards, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Dwight, Tawana and family, the Brown family, Vanessa family, Brian, Tony, Eric, Malachi, and DeMarcus and John McCain family. And anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer, Father God, we pray that sickness has no power over our sick and shut in. We ask to be covered in the precious blood of Jesus. Father God, we receive life through your words, and may it flow through every inch of our sick and shut ins in their bodies, cleansing them of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bring life, healing, and health to each and every one that we are praying for today. And we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that the world may see your power working with us, and through us. Father God, we ask of all these things through your Son, our Lord and Savior. To God be the glory. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. All righty. Next, we will acknowledge our birthdays from August the 26th through September the 1st. Are there any birthdays? Show one, Nakia Jackson on the 26th. Are there any other birthdays?
Amen.
Yeah. All righty. Loretta, will you do us the honor of singing a happy birthday song?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you. Loretta. Loretta. Okay, let's move on to the second portion of our program. Again, testimonies, poems, songs, or if you'd like to say another Bible verse, we'll be fine. We would like to start off with Auntie Dot.
Oh, I'm
going
to read Psalm 100. Shout for joy for the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with, come before him joy for songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who had made us, and we are his people. The people are his pastor. entered his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness signals to all generations. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next we have Auntie Carrie.
Could you come back to me, please?
I sure can. Auntie Betty.
Yes. I'm going to sing a song, but this is my testimony, what happened to me when I on my second birth. It was one morning soon, one morning soon. It was one morning soon. I heard the angels singing. It was all in my room. All in my room. It was all in my room. And I heard the angels singing. They were singing to me. Come and go with me. Come and go with me. He said, come and go with me. And I heard the angel singing. They said, let's rise and fly. Let's rise and fly. Yeah, let's rise. Then fly, I heard the angels singing. It was one morning soon, one morning soon. It was one morning soon. I heard the angels singing. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, my dad, for that song. Beautiful. Next, we'll go with Loretta.
Oh, good. I have a testimony I want to share with you all.
Amen.
Amen. First of all, I would like to thank everyone that reached out to me on my birthday, the phone calls, the cards, the gifts, the birthday songs, the Facebook birthday pledges. And I want to say that you all, and all you guys together, made my day so wonderful. I had a great day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, my testimony that I would like to share with you guys tonight. It started about a week ago. I had an issue with my boss. I wanted to address it right then and there. Now, the old me would have, but I wouldn't have had a testimony today if I had addressed it. Instead,
Amen.
I asked God what to do. So I decided to write a note to myself, 6 pages of what I was going to say. I prayed on the issue for 2 days. By the third day, I asked God again what to do. He led me to leave it alone, so I did. The very next day, my boss almost talked my head off. And this was the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Later that night, I received an email from my boss offering to buy lunch for me on my birthday. Nothing
Amen.
But God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. On Friday, she ended up apologizing to me. But listen, not only did I have one lunch date, I ended up with two lunch dates on my birthday. So my storm was resolved without my help.
Amen.
Amen. And what I look for, what I learned from this is how much patience and faith God requires of us.
Amen.
God is good, and all I could do is say praise God. Amen?
Amen.
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 And my stand for this year, 59 and feeling fine. Amen?
Amen.
I don't need that, girl.
But I just had to share that testimony with you guys because the
Amen.
Old me wouldn't have had a testimony. I would address the
Amen.
Issue. God told me to just wait.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yeah. If you let God handle it, he'll handle it right, darling.
Yes, if you got the patience and faith.
Yeah. That's what
they
we need to pray for. Faith. Have faith and trust him to do his will.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Loretta, for that testimony. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome, and I wanted to share it because God is good. And we just
all
have to renew our mind to know that he's there all the time. And
all
I just want to share this because it may help someone that's listening.
Amen.
I know
Amen.
It's helping me.
Yes, it helped all of us.
Because I wrote six pages.
Lord have mercy. That devil busy, wasn't it?
Yes, I waited on the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, we
Amen.
Know that he will fight our battle, and we just only be still. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Thank you for sharing that, Loretta. Beautiful story. Next we have Mom.
Okay. I'm coming out of Jude. Jude 24. Anyway, he said, verse 24 means, our God is able. The government is unable to control inflation of the national debt permanently. The police can't eliminate violent crime or drug trafficking. We cannot control so many circumstances and situations we may feel inadequate, powerless, and helpless. But we ought to take courage in a world where so much seems to be out of control. It's good to know that God is able. Jude tells us that God is able to keep us from falling and to present us before the glory present without fault and with great joy. God is powerful enough to give us the strength to resist temptation, to avoid behavior that is spiritually, mentally, emotionally, or physical destruction. He is able with our cooperation to keep our mind, heart, and spirit focused on accomplishing his will and work. He is able to keep us walking in the path of joy and righteousness. Jesus can also keep us in the world that is to come. He is able to present us personally before the Father in glory. He stands before the Father and say that we are his, and that we fought the good fight, kept the faith, finished our course, and are therefore entitled to our crown. If God can keep us spotless from the world, if he can make our salvation a reality in the world to come, what is God unable to do? Only those things in which we limit by our disbelief or disobedience. His ability to work. Let us turn God loose by unleashing our faith and putting on a spirit of obedience so that we may see him accomplish great and marvelous things in and through us. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Mom, for that reading. Next, we'll go back down to Carol. You ready?
I'm gonna read this song. I don't know it. I just worried of it. Mm-hmm. Open my eyes that I may see. That's the name of the song. Open my eyes that I may see. Glimpse of truth that thou hast for me. Place in my hand that wonderful key that shall unclap and set me free. Silent now, I wait for thee. Ready, my God, will thou see. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth through the sinning clear. And while the waving note falls on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently I wait. Wait for thee. Ready, my God, thou wilt see. Open my mouth that I may hear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare, living with children thus to share. Silently I wait on thee. Ready, my God, I will see. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out, T. Carrot. Next we have Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming to you from Psalms 4. Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. How long, O men, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Selah. Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your heart and be silent, Selah. Offer righteous sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when there's rain and new wine abound. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, makes me dwell in safety. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Amen. Okay, next we have Auntie Janet.
Okay, I would share from 31 Days of Praise, a reading. First of all, I'd like to apologize to you, Loretta. I forgot your birthday. And thank you for it. Happy birthday. the week. And you had a beautiful birthday. And
I did, and there's no need to apologize because I accepted last Sunday as my birthday song from all of you guys. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. The reading goes, "Purge me, Lord, of my folly. An empty cup let me be, waiting only the blessing, hungry only for thee. Can even the Lord pour blessing in a cup that is full, put treasures into locked hands, be he ever so bountiful? Empty me, Lord, and make me hungry only for thee. Only that bread, once tasted, can ever satisfy me. God, make me hungry for thee." Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Daniel, I know you said you were the listener. You don't have any last words?
Yeah. I just want to say happy birthday to Loretta again, you know, and I'm glad she enjoyed herself. And it was every birthday, so happy birthday to everybody.
All right, Daniel. That's all right.
Thank you, Daniel.
God bless you, Daniel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Alrighty. Okay, that concludes the call. Why I gotta say something? All right. Anyone have anything else they would like to share before I go into the closing program?
Well, I would like to welcome Auntie Carrie back. We missed her last week, so welcome back, Auntie Carrie.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going into the closing prayer. Lord, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thank you that we can live in your light and walk in your truth. May the things that you have revealed and the thoughts that we have shared dwell in our hearts and stir us to action. We ask all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and Israel and other nations, our schools, and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
God asks of us to have joy and peace daily. Joy comes from waking up in the morning. Amen.
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 And peace comes from having trust and faith in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. To God be the glory in Jesus Christ's holy name. We love you all, and good night, and have a blessed week. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you guys.
Love you all.
Good night.
Have a blessed week.
Good night.
Good night. Night.